Lucinda Young and her son Latham are the first to unload their horses from their trailer alongside Highway 264. The group's ridden 45 miles through seven Diné communities. For Lucinda, this trail ride continues her family's legacy of civic engagement.
My mother used to campaign and donate a sheep, prepare it for meals, and serve voters. In remembrance of her, it's important to continue to carry that tradition to promote voting. Our forefathers, grandmothers, once they were given the ability to vote, they rode to the polls.
Lucinda's brother Frank trots by on his horse. The ride was his idea ahead of the 2020 election, in which natives were critical to President Joe Biden's narrow Arizona victory.
Our ancestors fought for our sovereignty. We want to let them know that we're still here fighting for something sacred to them. And through the horse, we're going to protect that sacred.
Frank's daughter, Allie Young, runs the nonpartisan Protect the Sacred. During this ride, they verified or updated the voter registration status of upwards of 400 Diné citizens. Arizona law requires proof of U.S. citizenship for voter registration.
That it is truly disrespectful, a slap in the face, to ask indigenous peoples to prove their citizenship in 2024 in our own ancestral homelands. We were here first. They're on the wrong side of history. The native vote is stronger. The momentum's a building.
As restless horses stop, Allie's grandfather, champion bull rider Stanley, blesses the group before they saddle up to begin their descent alongside the highway into town. Honks of support sound as the group canters toward Window Rock. I'm Richard Davis.